In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
On this episode of Crown Jewels,
we compare some Royal Polo PDA.
No one wants to live in Buckingham Palace, and we can't really blame them.
And why are the royals from England to Monaco all sleeping in separate bedrooms?
We are back with another episode of Crown Jewels, the elite podcast for the royally obsessed, presented by Betches Media. I'm Lex Nico.
And I'm Samantha Bush. And before we get into the royals, Lex, I have to talk about this little show.
Okay.
That's hit the airwaves as of last night. It's called Crappy Lake, and it's on Bravo, and it's featuring the one and only Countess Luann de Lesseps and Sonia Tremont Morgan.
Yes.
I have to tell you, like, the joy that this show has brought me within the it's like a 30-minute show. It's
really
it's like a perfect little like treat.
Bite. Yeah.
Yeah. Like
for a little treat.
It feels like a finger sandwich of a show. Like it's just delectable. It's so like easy breezy light. Like Sonia's also like at her best.
Okay.
Like, because I feel like the last season of Real Housewives of New York, like things were getting a little dark with Sonia.
Yeah. Things were dicey.
But now, like, she's back. She has interns again. She's talking about her liposuction stitches. Like, oh, Luann. So do you know what noodling is?
No.
Okay. So noodling is this thing people do with to get a catfish. And so what they do is they go into, like, these, like, rivers.
Okay.
And they go into, like, these crevices and corners, like, where big cat – I mean, like, big daddy catfish, like, live – and that you stick your arm in and then they suck your arm and then you pull them out with your arm.
But they don't bite you? Do catfish not have teeth?
Mm-mm. So they just – so your whole arm is like in this catfish's
mouth.
So wait,
Luann was doing that? Countess Luann?
Caught a catfish.
Stop.
Swear to God, she caught a catfish and like lifted it over her arms. Like, so it's – kind of like Schitt's Creek vibes because they go to this small town and they're like supposed to like help revive the city, like to help them from COVID. And it's like they're in this motel and it's just like it's so good. Because the thing with Countess Luann, I don't know why I keep calling her that.
I know. Me too.
Her name is Lou. Lou and Sonia is like they're not that pretentious. Like they can hang. Like they're not gonna go and like make the town feel bad for like being a small town.
Yes. And I also feel like they are down. Like they are like, okay, we're gonna do this show and they commit. You know?
They're so down. Like there's this little moment like where Luann shows up and she thought that they were protesters, but they were just simply welcoming them to the city. And she was like, oh, are these protesters? It's just great. You guys have to watch it. It's on Sundays.
I want to watch it. And then I know they were on Watch What Happens Live talking about Austin and Craig too. So that was very I saw a little like I mean, these two are TV gold.
Gold. Like they're perfect.
Yeah. I think it's sad. Like I love. Why are you sad?
Because like I just miss them.
Yeah.
You know, I miss that era of Roni. I am excited for the new era. Like I'm not one of those people that's like fuck this new season or anything, but I'm just, you know, did you miss the girlies?
Yeah.
There was another thing I wanted to say. Oh, there was this clip of Sonia being interviewed by Bryce Sander and it was like, what housewife like would you never want to like see again? And she said Kelly Dodd, and like I just have to give her a shout out for that.
Yes I did. You posted that.
Because Kelly Dodd called me a terrorist once.
And she said it without hesitation.
Oh my God. Like, she didn't even blink. She was like, Kelly Dodd. She's horrible. I was like, she really is. So I just want to give a little tip of my hat to Sonia Morgan.
Wonderful. I love this. Can I just also say, I know it's not Royals news, but like, Having a little off-the-top recap around Bravo with you every single week, it's such a pleasure. It brings joy to my life.
Thank you. It's like all I think about. It's like all I talk about and think about.
Oh, well, you know what? We're going to think about something else because time for tea and crumpets, Sam. So do you want to start us off with some royal subjects for our royal subjects?
Yes. So Will and Kate are really leaning in my opinion, to the Harry and Meghan, like, downfall.
Yes.
Era. Yes. Not downfall, but they're just having a moment. They might, you know, they'll probably come back, you know, swinging. Who knows? But they had a little PDA sesh, which is very rare for them.
Extremely.
At Polo.
Yes.
And I was like, what's going on? Because, like, they barely hold hands.
They barely hold hands. They barely, like, walk within, you know, like a meter of one another.
Always.
But Will's played in the Royal Charity Polo Day match and his team won. And after winning, they had this little PDA moment. And I just have a question off the top because it's like in these types of games, is it like an unspoken thing that Will's team, whatever team he's on, will win? I'm so curious.
I know. Has he ever lost?
I don't know.
That's actually a really great question.
You know, I feel like it's like almost, it has to be an unspoken thing that like whatever team he's on has to win. I don't know why I feel that way, but I do.
And but like, it was like, I can't imagine him losing.
Right. Exactly. And he like, would be like a terror.
Well, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like thinking about Harry too. I'm like, he's held a lot of trophies.
Yes. Yeah. And it's like a courtesy.
That's
like,
interesting.
Okay, we're going to play a real match. But anyway.
Yeah.
Not the point of the article, but I was like, I went full because here's what happened. People Magazine shared this article and they shared it under the guise that like there was Will's and Kate's post-polo kiss and they compared it to Charles and Diana's of like yore, you know? And so you get this side by side and I went full armchair body language expert.
Oh my God. Do tell.
Because I'm like, Charles and Diana, like, Charles is like gripping her. Did you look at these pictures right now? No, I know.
And his mouth is like open. Uh-huh. And like this, these photos of them with Princess Diana and Charles, like it looks like they're really like in love slash trying.
Yes.
Which is interesting because like, I Charles feel like never looks really like saw
he's
them like that.
Really getting on her.
He's like, this is my baby girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want him to grip me like that.
I know. It's kind of hot.
No, like it is.
But then like you scroll down and he's like got her arm and I'm like, she looks so uncomfortable. But I always question, I'm like, is she uncomfortable with him? Is she uncomfortable because it's like a public show of affection with cameras around or is it both?
Also like how sweaty is he?
Yeah, he's real sweaty. And like Will's and Kate just look really relaxed.
Yeah.
And like both, they both have their arms on one another, which I like. Like,
yeah. Wow. You really did go full.
I did. I was like, oh, this is like, what does this mean? You know?
Yeah. And then, of course, at the very bottom of the article, they had to throw in a picture of Harry and Meghan like smooching.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just saw this and I tagged you in it, I believe. But I was just like, they're fully like leaning in to this. Like, we're taking the moment back. We are going to be the king and fucking queen of England. Like, we have to step it up.
And they're stepping it up.
And they're like, stepping it up. I'm buying whatever they're selling.
And I feel like it's almost seemingly come out of nowhere. And I think it really was like the coronation signified this new chapter. And then with just like the negative discourse in the media around like Harry and Meghan, they're almost like, okay. It's like how, you know, it's like how Mark Zuckerberg was like, we're dropping Threads early because everyone's pissed at Twitter. Like,
yeah.
And that's what they're doing. They're like, we're going hard.
They're the they're Threads.
They're Threads.
They're Threads. They're Mark Zuckerberg's Threads. Yeah. And I mean, Kate also just looks beautiful. She was in like blue, like long sleeve. It's like very fancy for polo.
It is very fancy. And like, again, these colors, like we're getting these like rich blues and then obviously the greens, but she's like building a signature style.
Yeah.
Nice to see she's not wearing a like previously worn Meghan Markle shoe and leaning into her own fashion. it was interesting to break down. And then, you know, they love their, like, everyone always talks about, and I clicked into like these 2022 Polo Match PDA articles because they love an arm in arm, like hand behind each other's backs walk when they do show public affection.
Like, they're not going to hold hands. They're
no.
And you know what? I'm going to come to their defense in this.
Okay.
I'm not a big hand holder either.
Really?
I like it for like a brief second, like a squeeze or like something. But I don't know. Like, there's something about holding someone's hand where it just feels like so like, you're my dad and you're leading me like where I need to go. Like, I don't like that. I also like want to be able to walk.
Yeah.
Like with my arms. So I'm defending them because I really don't like it either. Like a
See,
quick,
I love
and
a
it bugs
hold.
Danny.
Really?
He's like so physically affectionate. And I'm just like.
Yeah. Physical touch is a love language for him. I love a handhold. And I like that. I like, again, exactly what you're saying. And I'm very curious again what this means for us psychologically. Yeah. I love the protective factor of like somebody holding my hand and like guiding me. Like, I don't know why.
Oh my God, I
love it. I
literally hate it. Like, I'll hold his hand like while we're driving. I'll hold his hand while we're like sitting or like next to each other, like at dinner. Like, I'll hold his hand. Like, I don't hate him.
Easy, Samantha Jones. Just hold my fucking hand.
Yeah, I was just like, really don't like walking and holding hands.
Well, now we know.
You know what I really don't like is when people put their arm around your shoulder. Like,
when you're
like
walking.
A pal.
Yeah.
Also, like, their arms are heavy.
But also, that to me is hard walking.
So
because I always my like I have a tendency. God, I'm such a fucking basic bitch. Like, I have, you know, the taller boyfriends. I'm a shorter person and they put your arm around you. And then I'm like clunking, trying to keep up with their gait. Like, I can't keep up with you.
And their arms are heavy.
Yes.
And like you're shrinking and you're like, OK, my neck hurts.
Wills and Kate don't have these problems.
They don't have
They've
these
really
problems.
Thought it through. The last thing I'll say before we move on from this in terms of PDA, like, again, going back to the Charles kissing Diana is kind of hot. Like, Kate loves a little ass tap for Wills, huh?
She touches his butt a lot.
Like, what's going on?
Yeah, she's always giving him a little something.
She's always giving him a little tap.
Well, maybe he's the king of pegging. Or the prince. Was it the prince?
Prince of pegging.
The prince of pegging. Never forget.
Oh, gosh, they have an ass thing.
Yeah. He probably does, but that's all alleged.
Allegedly.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
And then for our next tea and crumb, just switching ass talk.
Switching
to this,
gears, something more wholesome.
We're taking a sharp left. Lilibet.
Yes.
Was at a 4th of July parade with Meghan and Harry. Mm-hmm. And you made a note in here and it said, this is a cute one, but I do have to point out that the Daily Mail finally covered Lilibet's face because they like wouldn't do this.
Yeah, so when when the 4th of July images came out, first they were images of Harry holding Lilibet.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like her face head on. It was like kind of
it was
her
like a
side profile. So they didn't like block out her face, but I still have an issue with that, right? Like, it's not you know, we've seen her like portraits that were released. We've seen them like Charlotte and Louis and George at official royal engagements, but like when it's something like this, that it's like the grainy, you know, it's just somebody else at the parade taking these photos and selling them.
Selling
like,
them.
I take a it makes me uncomfortable sharing like the images of the kids. So I was happy to see that they actually put like a little gray square on Lilibet's face when they posted these images. But you see her there at the parade standing. Meg's crouched down. Like girls given like Dorothy core, okay? She's wearing like the gingham blue dress, the ruby red slippers and white socks. Like it's like they said Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince.
Yeah, okay? Literally.
Yes.
Whoa.
I know. Levels. I didn't even plan that.
Wow, there was levels to that, Lex.
But like I liked this. I like that they're just doing normal things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. You see Harry in the background chatting with other people at the parade and like, you know, Meg is crouched down and Lily clearly
like they're
is
being
like,
normal.
Yes.
And totally.
Like, again, this
that's
is what
that's what
I
we
want.
Love from them.
Yes. Yes.
I have a question for you because you're like a big celeb girly.
Yeah.
You know, you're all in the news, pop culture wise, etc. What are your thoughts on celebrities posting pictures of their kids online but putting emojis over their faces? Like Kristen Bell does this a lot.
Yes. Kristen Bell does this a lot.
A lot of like Blake Lively, I feel like I've seen her do something like this. Maybe not.
I go back and forth because I'm like
why
number one,
post
like,
it?
Yeah, like why even post it, right? But then also like number two, it's just kind of like, well, like if you want to post a photo, like that's, you know, your prerogative. And if you want to protect like your kids' images, that's also your prerogative. But it's like, then it just becomes like odd. It's like you with two hearts, you know?
It's like a weird like emoji.
Yes. What I found really weird, I don't know if you saw this weekend, Mark Zuckerberg posted a 4th of July picture of his family with his kids. And he put emojis over his kids' faces. And people were like,
went crazy.
This fucking guy, this fucking guy.
They're like, it's almost as if like something is going on with facial recognition and social media.
It's like if you, Mark Zuckerberg, the founding father of social media, is doing this, like, what does that really say?
Yeah, like, should we be doing that? Like, what's going on? And
what's going on?
I'm like a big advocate for like not putting your kids on social media. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a real big problem with like mommy bloggers, family vloggers.
Yeah.
Like, I don't fuck with that at all. So it is interesting, though, to see people put like emojis over their kid's face because like I get it. Like you want your kids to have privacy. But at the same time, I'm just like, then why even post it?
Why even post it? Exactly. And I think that's where I never – and I mean this is a much longer conversation. But like I have this weird thing with social media where it's like why – like – just don't post it, you know? Like, I do understand if you want to post it, it's your prerogative, but it's also, like, if you're going to go to all that trouble, like, is it because, like, you think you look good? You want people to know you're with your family? It's like, we know. Nobody needs to know.
We got it.
And it's also, like, I have these certain people that I follow on social media, whether they're, like, friends from high school, college, whatever, and it's, like, some of the way these, like, people post and they're, like, private profiles and it's, like, they have like a deeper aesthetic than like certain, like than a Kim Kardashian, let's say. Obviously that's an exaggeration, but it's like, why are you going through all of this trouble to curate a feed in such detail to have a private account with like
I think about this
400 followers? Like, and you know, like your husband is like taking these photos of you and doing this photo shoot and
like,
whatever.
For what?
I think about this. All
I'll have
of
you come
the
on
time.
The mess so we can chat about it because I have a lot of thoughts.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And then for our third tea and crumpet.
When you sent me this.
No, I know.
Blew my fucking game.
I had to check the date on this article because I was like, why are they talking about this? So the Daily Mail, I believe. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Put out a.
Who else?
Yeah, of course. Shocker. They put out an article about Princess Charlene and Prince Albert of Monaco spending the first night of their honeymoon in separate hotels. And we've discussed them before.
Mm-hmm.
And just the vibes we get are not great.
No.
Especially considering the fact that she cried at her wedding. Mm-hmm. Like it was.
And
like,
he was
she
pissed.
Looked devastated.
And it's very much like blink twice if you need help, Charlene.
Yeah. It's really bad. And then like she's gone in she's gone away.
Yeah, she went away.
For, like, mental health treatment and everything like that. Like, for a while. Like, she wasn't seen for a long time.
Yeah.
So I just found this article really interesting. And like I said, I had to check the date on it because I just didn't really understand why this
why
was,
it was being coming out now.
About in 2023. I think that's more of my...
Because they got married in 2011.
Yeah, they got married quite some time ago. But so Prince Albert was staying at the Hilton Hotel in Durban, and yet Charlene was bedding down at the Oyster Box Hotel in Umlanga, correct? Which is more than 10 miles up the coast. And then it was said that he didn't want to stay there because he had a 7 a.m. meeting and didn't want to deal with traffic in the morning. But then it was like, well, then why didn't she just stay there with him?
Yeah.
And then I was reading more, and this was the second attempt at a honeymoon for them because the first one was cut short due to rumors that he was, like, fathering an illegitimate, quote, child.
Yeah. I mean, I find it interesting. First of all, Oyster Box Hotel, very gorgeous hotel. I don't know what Prince Albert was doing at the Hilton. It's stunning. But, like,
no shade to Kathy.
No shade to Kathy or Paris living at the Hilton. But, like, if this is an attempt at a second honeymoon, why are you booking meetings?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, why are you making it a work trip if it's a second honeymoon?
I would be furious.
It's bizarre.
It's very weird. And it's even weirder, like, when you keep reading the article, because there's just a very dark kind of checkered past with these two,
yes.
I guess you could say, because it says here that there were reports that Charlene had tried to escape Monaco on no fewer than three separate occasions, one just being 2 days before their wedding.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It is said that Zimbabwe-born Charlene had tried to leave for South Africa, where she had been living before the engagement, after hearing that Prince Albert had a third love child.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Okay. And, like, look at these. The prince already had two children before his marriage to Charlene, Jasmine Grace Grimaldi and Alexandra Grimaldi Costi. Oh, my God. This boy is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, totally. Totally not the point.
And if you just, like, look at photos of her, first of all, she is so breathtakingly beautiful.
I know.
She is so striking. And just to see
even
this,
with,
like,
that
beautiful
short hair.
Even with that little pixie, like, she's got a face for a pixie. Not everybody does.
She just looks like she hates him.
She looks miserable. It's so
sad.
And he looks like a fucking little snail.
I know.
I just can't. He creeps me out.
Well, he's, like, there's, the math is not mathing here. There's something up with this relationship, again, from day one, from her crying, sobbing at the wedding, not happy tears, like,
devastated. This was, like, devastation.
My life is over tears. And him looking so fucking pissed at the fact she was doing that. Like, I also didn't realize she had tried to escape. Like,
I didn't either. That even adds more. Like, I have chills.
Imagine being a princess and your dream is to, like, flee your country.
Oh, my God.
That's when you know it ain't right. Like,
no. That's when you know something is amiss.
And it's, like, here. It's, like, she, you know, was where we talked about her, like, going away, citing ill health. And the quote that the palace gave was, it was absolutely just a medical problem which had to be treated. And, again, I always come back to language. And it's, like, when you have to say it was absolutely, I'm like, I don't believe you.
Nope. Something's
I don't believe
up.
You at all. I don't believe you at all.
No. It's not just a medical problem.
No.
And I just hope, now this might sound really dark, and I'm so sorry.
Please.
But I hope that she divorces him eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Or when he dies, she writes, like, a book.
Yes.
I want to know what the fuck was going on.
I want to know what's going on.
Something is up. You know who he reminds me of?
Who?
I don't know if I should say this. But he just has the vibe and the energy of Russell Armstrong from Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just, like, dweeby, like, thinks he's hot shit because he has money. Like, just snaily.
Yeah. And, like, feels like it's, like, a little bit incel where it's, like, he feels he's, like, deserving of being a fucking prick because
that's
he was bullied or, like, denied by women, and now he's, like, rich
he has, like,
or
money
famous
and
or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the word incel is so, I hate the word because it's so creepy because it like perfectly describes what these people are. Prince Albert, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I hate his guts. I
hate him.
I don't know him, but it's just like.
Spotted dick is.
I know. Like the energy and like the anxious energy that swirls in my chest when I see images and articles around him, I'm like, mm-hmm. It ain't right.
No, like, me and you being woo-woo girls, like our intuition, like I just feel is very witch-like.
Yes.
In the best way possible.
In the best way.
And like both of us, like it makes my like stomach hurt. Like when I look
exactly.
at him. Like something, like it honestly like gives me the chill, like the creeps.
Like you get a lump in your throat a little mm-hmm. bit.
And then
I'm
when
not
you
even
see
kidding.
Her and him together.
No.
You're just like, it's we concerning. Need to get this girl out of here. This is
my
not
like desire for her. Remember when Nicole Kidman was leaving the divorce lawyer's office after divorcing Tom Cruise and she had that image like this? It's like, that's my dream for Charlene.
Mm-hmm. So I pray for that.
I pray.
And then another thing that makes me laugh regarding Tom Cruise and like women who divorce him is to the day of the time that she was able to like go public with a relationship. Mm-hmm. It was like Katie Holmes was like given like you cannot be in a relationship until yes. 5 years after the divorce. To the day she went public with Jamie Foxx.
Yes.
I was like, good for you, girl.
Yeah. She's like, fuck.
Because she had been dating him for quite some time at
yes.
that point.
Oh,
but
my
it was
God.
Funny. Oh, God. Poor Princess Charlene.
I know.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, Lex, on that note, are you ready to make it rain?
Oh, of course. Let's get into this week's rant. And I came across this article and I found it quite interesting because apparently nobody wants to live at Buckingham Palace, which is surprising at first glance. I know, right? I'm like, pick me. I'll live there. But it's like kind of ironic in the sense that it's like, this massive tourist spot, it's such a majestic place to visit, even just like looking through the gates. You know what I mean? When you're traveling to London, like it's Buckingham Palace. It's an institution. But allegedly, no one in the royal family has much affinity toward it. Apparently, it's like pretty old, pretty run down.
Yeah.
In 2017, the Queen signed off on this £369 million renovation that will take place over the next 10 years.
Yeah.
And like Charles and Camilla, although they've now, you know, been coronated and are supposed to move in, they're like, yeah, we'll move in when the renovations are done in 2027, when they'll be well over 80 years old.
Yeah, they're not moving in there.
And like Charles did his own renovations to Clarence House. Like, I don't think they have any desire.
No, Lex, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Have you ever done the Freedom Trail in Boston?
No.
Okay, so it's like this Freedom Trail and like you go to Paul Revere's house and you do this whole thing. Have you ever been in like a, if you haven't done that, so have you ever been in like a really old historic building?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know that Buckingham Palace fucking smells.
Yeah, it's got
that
stench.
You know that it has that like, that weird like old creaky like
mm-hmm.
smell to it. And like you, it's not necessarily bad, but I wouldn't want to live in that.
I know.
Like,
I know.
It's not ideal. And no amount of like Jo Malone candles are going to like fix
There's
that
not
problem.
Enough diptyque in the world.
No. And like, if you look at it, I wouldn't like, I understand this idea of like, oh, it's Buckingham Palace. Like, who wouldn't want to live there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's Buckingham Palace. But at the same time, if you look at photos, you're kind of like, okay, like this isn't like a home. This is like small rooms all put together. You have people always outside your house. You know, it, like you said, it's a tourist spot. Mm-hmm. Like it just isn't the vibe. It feels more of like corporate. Like this is headquarters.
Yes. And so So there was one former servant who described it as basically living above the office. It doesn't lend itself to privacy, and it's not an easy place to relax. And my mind first went to parallels of like the White House. Like this must be what it is like living at the White House, right? Like same thing. You have a ton of public spectators. You're literally living in your office. And they actually are talking in this article about how the actual
they're working
living
from home.
From home. And the living quarters in Buckingham Palace are actually quite small, and it's a confined space. It's like a bed, a bathroom. That's it. Like,
yeah.
And you would think for like a palace of such a massive size, they'd have more room. And I'm curious if they plan on doing
they
any
They don't
sort
have
of,
an open floor plan.
Yeah. Yeah. Like what are what are these renovations? Are Chip and Joanna going to be in there, the property brothers?
I was literally thinking that. I was like, are they about to put up some shiplap? We got to get some modern farmhouse energy.
Some mason jars. Like, yeah. Let's go.
I've never been to Buckingham Palace, but I have seen the White House. And I remember being so surprised how close it is to the people, like us.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's I don't want to live there.
Yeah.
It's right in the middle of D.C. Like, it's so... And in my mind, I was just like, this is it?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want to live there.
I know. It's crazy.
And even, like, Queen Elizabeth didn't like living there. Prince Philip didn't like living there.
And that's the thing. Like, actually, there is this historical thing where none of them want to live at Buckingham Palace. Mm-hmm. I guess because, like, and think about it. And I don't, I mean, I don't know any presidents personally, but, like, I'm curious if they feel the same way. But it's like, do you... want to like go home and
I think that that's why they all go to their vacation homes a lot.
Like kick your shoes off and relax like in your office essentially.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, the thing is about the White House is that it is old and, you know, like stately.
Yes.
But it's not like Buckingham Palace where it's like adorned in like gold and diamonds and like riches and like chairs are 300 years old. Like this is a little different. And I feel like also when people go into like when new presidents enter the White House, they can like renovate a little. They can like throw a little spin on it and maybe like put a new carpet and new drapes and like make it a little bit more like modern. I don't think that that is happening in Buckingham Palace. And
no.
I just, like I said, I know it smells.
For sure. And I also feel like when you become president, it's like you kind of made that choice. Like, you know what comes with the territory. Like, when you're born into the monarchy and the royal family, it's like you don't really have the choice. So if Charles and Camilla are kicking it at Clarence House, it's like not too far. It's, you know, still fully... workable to get to, you know, Buckingham Palace, clock in at 9 a.m. or whatever. Like,
well, and I'm gonna say something strange.
Okay.
And I have a question. Do you think it's like they have good Wi-Fi there? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think this palace has good Wi-Fi. And I don't think they have like plasma screen TVs. Like, I don't think, like, I'm looking at photos, and that was my first thought. I was like, well, they probably can't even like get the internet.
Like, I bet that they need to have, like, you asked, here comes Tech Alex. I'm like, I bet they have to get those like extenders.
For sure. I mean? Think of all the modems and routers in there.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I just feel like they probably, those walls, whatever they're made of, probably are not, the signal's tough to get through.
Tough.
So I would think it's difficult.
You know, obviously they have like landlines, but if you're looking at photos, you're like, where would you even drill into the wall? Like, everything is covered in gold.
Covered.
And crown molding.
It's wild.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to live there either. I made a joke. I was like, oh, I would live there in the beginning. Now I'm like, fuck this palace.
Yeah. I went back and forth because I was like, I mean, I'd want to live in there, but I feel like it would become very tiresome very quickly.
Oh my God. Also, I would feel like such a fucking asshole living there. Like, waking up in this bed. I'm looking at the bedroom. I would feel like such a fuck if I woke up in this bedroom, like, covered in satin and a chandelier and, like, these ceilings. I would be like, what are we doing?
You're full Amanda Bynes and What a Girl Wants.
It is fully Amanda Bynes.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope she's doing well.
I know. Oh my Everything God. Is just so grandiose. Like,
I just think this bed is so teeny tiny.
Are you walking down this hallway and you're like Skims pajamas?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
you know,
like you can't cuddle up with a barefoot Dreams blanket one of these couches. You're not taking naps.
Oh, yeah. The couches are definitely uncomfortable.
I like now that 100%. I'm thinking about it, I'm like, wow, this place sucks.
Yeah.
I do not want to live here.
And they're saying that they may, there's speculation that it'll be turned into a public museum, which like I think would be fine. But I also don't know how feasible that is if it's still going to be an operating office. Like,
right.
You wouldn't be able to go through the whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I don't know.
Also, I loved like one little factoid in the article. They're like King Charles, obviously our sustainable king, has a lot of particulars when it comes to energy. And it's really expensive to heat Buckingham Palace, so he makes them keep it at 66 degrees, which feels cold as fuck to me.
Well, yeah, in the winter, you'd be freezing.
Like coming in after a rainy London day to get to work and it's frigid inside.
Oh my God. And you're like just like
that
the
is
comms
my hell.
Guy.
And that you're is just my like hell.
You're just a comms girl, just like yes. trying to like get a paycheck and you're like, yes. fuck, I'm freezing. Do you think that he'd ever put like solar panels on it?
Oh, I don't know.
Or like have like a wind turbine?
No to the wind turbine, okay. Maybe to solar panels.
Okay. Got it. Also, I have to tell you, I'm looking at like the grounds.
Yes.
It doesn't look like that great. Like I like their other grounds better, like of their palette or of their like cottages. I think they're much yeah. better.
I don't know.
Like,
maybe it's because I'm
cottage,
short.
Like yes. I would love to live there.
That's what I was going to say. I'm like, maybe it's because I'm like a shorter person. So like the level of the door and entryways wouldn't bother me. But like Frogmore seemed so charming and cozy. Like I wouldn't mind living there at all.
No, I agree.
I agree. Well, time will tell. Clock is ticking to 2027.
Yeah. Oh my God. They'll be like 85.
I know.
How old will they be? 80s?
I think they're 78 now. So in 4 years, they'll be 82 going on 83 or 83. Yeah.
Okay.
Getting to those mid 80s. Just rocking the crown.
Rocking that crown.
Well, it is time for our favorite game of Mail or Fail. One of these is a real headline from the Daily Mail or a similar publication, and the other has been completely made up by our producers. So will we spot the mail or will we fail?
Okay. So option number one, two doors down, our separate house is secret to Charles and Camilla's happy marriage. Option number two, four poster for one, our separate bedrooms is secret to King Charles and Camilla's happy marriage.
Oh,
what do
man.
You think?
I'm going to say separate bedrooms.
I agree. So let's see. Hang on, it's loading. Oh, you're right.
Okay.
Four poster for one. Our separate bedrooms, a secret to King Charles and Queen Camilla's happy marriage. Interesting.
I really thought I was going to be wrong there.
I kind like, of thought
I could
we
just
were going to be
see
wrong.
Them being like, fuck it, we need two separate houses.
Well, because I feel like we've heard that before.
Yes, yeah.
Like, I was like, I feel like I've heard this. Interesting. So the Monarch 74 and Camilla 75 split their time between
places. They're
actually
places. Not 70. I thought they were 78. Apologies.
Oh,
redacted.
Okay. Redacted. And although Buckingham Palace is their official place of residence, their London base is thought to be Clarence House. It's not unusual for members of the royal family to retire to different bedrooms for the evening. Interesting.
Listen.
The Prince and Princess of Wales slept separately when they lived in Kensington Palace.
I fully respect a separate bedroom. I obviously am not married, but I've even had like my married friends where they're like, if my husband is fucking snoring, like I want to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
I need to go like sleep in a guest bedroom or something if they like really need that night's rest. You know what I mean? So I fully back it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I am somebody, as you can probably tell, like when I am sleeping, I like intertwine with my boyfriend. They probably don't love it, but like, and I radiate heat. So like I would, no disrespect to me if somebody didn't want to sleep in
They're
the
like,
bed.
Like, I got to go into this other room, please.
Like, I am boiling.
No, I actually get this, and I feel like it has a really bad rep, like sleeping in separate bedrooms. And I don't think you should do it every night, I think. But at the same time, like, it is hard day after day sleeping next to the same person. Mm-hmm. And especially if the person you're with has like sleeping issues, like they have sleep apnea, they snore, I don't know, roll around. Like, Danny and I have had to sleep in separate rooms before because I have to sleep and you are driving me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's twisting and turning and sighing and rolling around. And I'm like, sir,
you're like, Jesus fucking Christ,
you have to go.
Like, you have to go. Yeah.
And so he goes.
And that's what this article, you know, mentions too. It's fine. They say the reason behind them sleeping separately is due to the king's health. He suffers from back pain, and it's been speculated that sleeping alone can ease the pain and would therefore be beneficial for the royal. Prince Harry wrote about his father's battle with constant neck and back pain in Spare, and he partially credited that chronic pain to his father's old polo injuries.
Mm. Interesting. And so, I'm sure they're totally fine with it. I feel like it's 74 and 75, you're like, it's fine.
So His Royal Highness has a room with a double bed decorated to his own taste. Then Camilla has her own room with a double bed decorated just the way she likes it.
I love that.
I know.
I'm like, that sounds lovely.
It sounds so lovely. And I also, you know what I did?
Like, I have a friend who did this.
Really?
Yeah. She has like the guest room, but it's like her room. And she like decorated it how she wants it.
And so remember in The Crown with Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip, and it's like they have their shared like common area, yes, and then they like can retire to their two separate bedrooms. Like, I would love that, where it's like I can still yell at you down the hall and be like, love you, babe.
But like you're close, but you're not that close. Yes. I agree. That sounds nice.
Not every night. No, I need my cuddles time. I need my cuddles time.
Yeah, like not every single night. Like, you know, it's maybe like once or twice.
Yeah.
It's fine. Okay, Lex, to finish up, let's name our spotted dick for the episode. Who has been a real steamed pudding this week?
I mean, I think we both said it.
Yeah.
The incel of all incels.
Yeah, Prince Albert.
Prince Albert.
God.
I cannot stand this man's face. Mm-mm. I don't get good energy.
I don't like his glasses.
Good read. Yeah, like I am very concerned at all hours of the day for Charlene.
Well, and the kids look upset.
And the kids. And I just, no.
You know who it kind of reminds me of, these photos of them? Like when I see their family together, it reminds me of those photos of like Brett Kavanaugh and his wife. Like where it's just like vibes are not good.
Yeah, the vibes are so off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And again, I'm no body language expert.
I think you are, because I feel like you have really good, like, you read energy really well.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're like, this is bad.
It is bad. She is like, there's a photo of her with the family and like he's got his arm around his son. His arm is like on her back. She is like very stiff behind her daughter. No embrace. There's space between her and Albert. Like, she's just
she always looks really tense.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I hope
it
she's
is
okay.
not okay.
Ugh. Well, Lex, that's it for this week's episode of Crown Jewels. Be sure to rate, review, and follow the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now.
We'll have new episodes every single Thursday, so be sure to subscribe now so you don't miss our next episode. Tell all of your royally obsessed friends and follow me at Lex Nico.
And you can follow me at Bravo Historian. And until next time,
may God save the bitch.
Betches.